Hello and welcome to Oracle's News Radio. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2022. As you can hear, I have a little bit of laryngitis, but I had to get on and talk about this celebrity news update for you. Everybody around the world is talking about it, so I needed to get on and discuss it as well. I am Renee Thomas, your host of Oracle's News Radio. Follow us by clicking the follow button on your screen and share this podcast with your network of personal friends. We are a newscast featuring current events, oracle and prophetic news, indie music, astrology forecasts, and you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and most other apps that you use for podcasts. Learn more about our company and what we do at anointedgroove.com. We also have to take some time to welcome back old and new listeners in our top countries of the United States, Mexico, Germany, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Spain, Netherlands, Egypt, Japan, UK, and many more. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to check our information box on ways that you can give to support our podcast and also ways that you can take care of your health by monitoring your blood glucose levels. So let's get on with it so I can get back to voice rest, okay? The 94th Oscars is what is the topic of our conversation. And it was aired on television last night, and it featured a few actors, namely the host, Chris Rock, a comedian. And the big news is that he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, who is suffering from alopecia. And her husband, Will Smith, who also received an Oscar for the role he played in King George, got up and assaulted him on stage on national television. And then after sitting, cursed at him and told him to keep his wife's name out of his blankety blank mouth. And he said that twice. So everyone is talking about that, talking about things from justification, talking about things with regard to the appropriateness of this joke and this very sensitive topic. Anybody who knows Jada, which Chris knows Jada because they work together on Madagascar, and he also just knows her because there's a tight community amongst Black actresses and actors. Chris has also been known to make pot shots on both Jada and Will, even at another Oscars, I think it was in 2016 that he hosted. And he is also known to be, especially in the early days, he was known to be a little bit misogynistic with regard to women, seemingly seeing himself as the nice guy versus the guy that women are really attracted to, specifically pretty women. And he also hosted a documentary called Good Hair, where he talked about the importance of hair amongst Black women. So this topic is not, and the person that he was dealing with, they're not strangers to Chris. So Chris knew what he was doing. To some people, making jokes would be okay. When it's comedy, it's okay. It's okay for a laugh. But apparently, it's a very sensitive topic for Jada and for people who have just followed her, her family, even her daughter's struggles and what she's talked about with her hair and how Jada walked through that with her and then ended up going through her own struggle with alopecia and how to deal with it. It's a sensitive topic. It's a sensitive topic. So we've got a lot of things to unpack here. Should sensitive topics or illness be off limits to comedians? When you're dealing with someone, should you be able to make jokes about their illness, a very public illness, with regard to a person that you know personally? In addition to that, we have to talk about violence. And is it ever okay to assault someone? I mean, like, for the most part, who hasn't at some point done something that they want to take back? And I mean, it's kind of a weird thing because with it being the Oscars and being televised and Will Smith being the professional that he is, it was quite odd for him to go up and do that on national television. But who's to say what anybody would have done specifically with him knowing Jada's struggle so personally and intimately. And when you saw her face, you saw that she was hurt. But how should it have been handled? Was it going to be handled perfectly in such a short period of time in such an unexpected way? I have to say, I'm very, very surprised that he handled it the way he did. I don't think I don't think I've ever seen anything like that ever happen in a forum such as that. There have been some brawls at clubs and parties and things of that nature with celebrities, especially with regard to their women, but not in this situation. So I'm thinking that there's something else going on with Will. There might have been something else that occurred, something else that transpired that had to do with how he chose to handle this. In addition to the fact, with Chris Rock being divorced in 2016 and admitting to cheating on his wife multiple times, and he has admitted to having a porn addiction, he is quoted as saying that he wouldn't marry even if it cured AIDS or something like that. So he definitely has some struggles with women. With the documentary Good Hair, where he discussed what black women would go through to have nice hair, he actually on the screen told an Indian woman that if she saw a black woman to run, as if to say that the black woman would steal her hair. So, and Chris says he has a daughter, and the daughter approached him talking about why doesn't she have good hair, which is some impetus of what prompted him to do the whole thing on hair. So Chris Rock is no stranger to any of this. I think his joke was awful taste. It was done in awful taste. I believe that he does these jokes specifically with regard to women due to his own issues with women. And based on his jokes, he likely was friend zoned by a woman or two. And he said in his comedy routine that he does not ever befriend a woman that he doesn't want to have sex with. He just ends up sometimes getting friend zoned. And apparently, based on his history, it doesn't matter whether or not he's married. So you take that for what it's worth. I'm not saying that Chris hasn't done good work or what have you. I'm just saying that the POV from what he appears to come from is somewhat descending and patriarchal, also misogynistic, in my opinion. For him to have worked as closely with Jada as he has, and to have taken so many pictures with her, for him to take pot shots with her, it kind of leads you to believe that there was some distasteful conversation that may have happened between them. Who knows? All I can say is that there's obviously more going on with this situation than what we see on the screen. So it is unfortunate that Will handled it the way he did. He was obviously hot behind the collar. It was an awful representation of African Americans and the lack of control and the violence that's associated with African Americans. It was an awful thing that Chris chose to pick on a black woman with him being black, because that's a form of black on black crime, which is indicative of self-hatred. Self-hatred is what I said. So I hope that we all learn from this situation. And since it's so public, it gives us an opportunity to form a bit of a plan of how we would react in certain situations in order to create a better and more mature persona for ourselves. It's a learning experience for all of us. I'm going to take it that way. I don't condone what happened. I think that the goal of humanity is to evolve past violence. Everybody has had most people, I would venture to say probably everybody has had some kind of issue with violence, even if you were just spanked as a child. That's just what humans do. Even animals can tend to get physical with each other from time to time. Is that the nature of humanity? I do know that one of the things that we're trying to do as a human race is to evolve past being physically violent with each other. Our goal is soul evolution. Therefore, I think the best thing that we can do is to see this as a learning experience and to move forward. And I'm sure that Will Smith is going to be addressing this again, probably, because he is a very vocal person and he has his own personal social media pages and things of that nature. I think that all comedians need to take a look at their jokes and to determine whether their jokes are hurtful and can really damage people, specifically jokes about mental health issues as well as physical illness. And that's what we have to say about this. So we want to thank you, listeners, for liking and following us on whichever podcast platform you're listening from. Remember to share our podcast with your network, because we aim to add value to your lives by keeping you informed. Until next time.